Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Jordi, Messi, Jordi, el centro, Messi!
Messi Uncle, Ricky Major League en la ciudad del sol. Here in Miami, we know who's el campeón. Leo my team, yeah. Suarez on the field, Alex wedding day team. Con mis fechas un win, the three of five singing muchachos. La familia se escucha en los barrios. Esta camiseta pinky la llevan todos los guachos. Los rookies quedan sin comentarios. Messi ambetea, tiki taki gol. El estadio Che bañado en lloro y sudor. Aquí se ama y se respeta el balón. Florida es tu casa, acostúmbrate al calor. Estate listo pa' Messi Anco. Estate listo pa' Messi Anco.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Messi & Co. on this Fun Friday edition. I am Ashley here, as always, with my incredible co-hosts, Gian and Matt. Happy Friday, a Friday that actually feels like a Friday. How are we doing?
Friday actually does feel like the Friday. No, I'm very happy it's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. And we don't have to pretend it's Friday anymore. Like, yeah, we don't got to pretend that Monday's Friday. We're here. It's happening, and I'm very excited. Inter Miami play tomorrow. We just had Inter Miami play Wednesday, so the vibes are through the roof right now.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Happy to be here. We made it. We made it, ladies and gents. We made it to the weekend. It's the best time of the week, and the best time of the week, especially when Inter Miami plays, and it's just a lot of jam packed action for the Herons over the next couple of weeks. So it's definitely a lot to talk about and a lot of rumors and things swirling around. So plenty of content and things to talk about. So I'm happy, but I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, me too. No, 100%. I think the vibes are at an all-time high because when we spoke Monday, did our preview for the episode or for the match, we said, you know, midweek on turf, opponent we should beat. But, you know, nothing's ever guaranteed. And we knew we had this gauntlet coming up starting tomorrow where we have we play Nashville and then, you know, Cincinnati twice, Red Bulls, et cetera, all within a really short period of time. And it'll be tough. But right now, it doesn't really matter because we have the greatest player in the world playing. And he's playing at his probably – what some of the best I've seen him play in the last, I don't know how many years, you know, the consistency of the last few games. Lionel Messi has just been like out of this world good. We win, obviously we beat the New England Revolution 2-1, where we controlled the whole entire game. I'd say towards the end, they finally, you know, they got a goal back. Ustari was dealing with a little bit of an injury, made those last 10 minutes a little, you know, tight, but I honestly didn't have a doubt in the team in the game. I think we probably could have even scored more, but Messi just scoring from everywhere, creating everywhere, and he looks, I mean, he's running and the energy of like a 23-year-old. I don't know what is going on with him, but yeah, what are we talking about? This Inter Miami team is flying. How are we feeling about it?
I mean, they're flying, and then sometimes they're just coasting and just letting the wind take them. And that's how I felt about this game. They went in there with a good streak in the season, playing really good, looking good after the FIFA Club World Cup, looking like everything was clicking. And then they come into this game and, yeah, they go out on the early lead thanks to Messi. One, you know, his two goals early on, minute 21 and minute 38. But after that, it was just let the wind take us where the wind takes us. We're the Herons. We'll spread out our wings and see what happens. And unfortunately, it always gets scary with Inter Miami when they do that. I don't like it. And I think that they need to figure out a way to be able to, you know, continue looking competitive and continue being looking locked in. And like, they're still trying to win after they have an early lead. And they're lucky that even though Gil scored in minute 79, we didn't get scored on last minute or that sort of thing. So at the end of the day, I'm happy it's another win, but I just hate when they look like that towards the end of games. And there's a difference, I think, between controlling a game and just, you know, giving the opponent the ball and just sitting back and you just don't want to allow yourself that opportunity to give to another team for them to come back, especially when you're the better team. There was no reason to kind of switch things up and change what was working on. But, you know, it is what it is. And I'll also say one other thing. Messi, the brace king, 4 games in a row with a brace. That's just absolutely insane. So while that's great for us, great for Messi, there's a little trend here. I don't know if you guys noticed that we're, again, becoming a little too reliant on Messi. And I think that guys around Messi need to, you know, kind of step up a little more, because there's some of these games that without Messi, we're not winning. And it's expected. Messi's going to get you the wins, but you also want to see a little bit more from some of your players too. So a lot to unpack. We'll probably get into some more. But yeah, at the end of the day, I'm happy. Messi's looking great. The team is looking good. There's a few things we need to tinker with, but overall, we keep winning. Who's the song? All I do is win. We need to have that stuff queued, man. I don't know why we didn't have that.
We got a soundboard going.
We
need to have a soundboard, 100%, man. That would have been a clip. Jeez, now you got me singing on here. This is embarrassing.
You know, I think we're probably the only team, like, ever in history where when we lose, everybody complains, but then when we win, everybody also complains. Because it's like, and I say this for myself too, because I caught myself doing this the other day. And it's like, we won and we should be happy, but then it's like, oh, then we criticize Inter Miami for having like a bad second half. But we do well. Okay, hold on. Let me go in order. So first of all, Messi getting the brace. I want to comment on that first, because Messi getting the brace, scoring early from a loose header, and then scoring that absolute banger of a goal midfield / defense splitting pass from Boosie. Absolutely insane. Boosie's the only player probably on this planet that can give that kind of pass to Messi, and then Messi being the only one to finish it from that angle, from that body position. And so it was a fantastic second goal, doing it 4 games in a row, the only time that has ever been done in MLS history. It's like, it's only Messi. Of course Messi would do that. Another record being broken by the greatest of all time. We get the lead, we double it. We had a great first half. We were kind of controlling, we were getting opportunities, we were putting pressure, we just looked like we had a lot of energy, a lot of gas in the tank. You know, second half comes around. Leo Campana started getting a couple, you know, shout out to Leo Campana, ex-Inter Miami player. He started to get opportunities in front of net. We made some changes. You know, New England started to get some opportunities in general. And then, you know, we started to kind of slip a bit. They get an absolute banger from Gil. That came in, I think it was what, in the 80th minute? 79 minute. And so, you know, and then the game almost completely flipped on itself, right? The game almost completely flipped on itself, but we ended up holding on to it, which is great, which I'm happy with. But it is something that we'll have to talk about, that if we're going to be continuing, you know, playing these games and wanting to stay competitive, and now that we're in this like huge stretch for the next 3 weeks, we're going to have to be careful, because this is games are going to slip. Like, I feel like games are going to slip, especially if we don't make the right subs, if these players are not going to be fit because we don't have any defensive subs anymore. If you guys didn't notice, I think the only defensive sub we have is like Ryan Saylor. It's like that's like the only real defensive sub we have. So we have to be careful.
We have Devin Martinez back.
And we have Devin Martinez. We do have Martinez. So, but no, happy with the win. And I'm happy with Messi's performance being the best. It was exciting to see Baltasar back or get his first start for the lineup, get a couple of opportunities. I think he had like two or three opportunities in that first half, solid first half.
See that Baltasar still needs to find his legs and get comfortable.
For sure.
Because he still doesn't look fully adapted and just completely ready.
Irfan Dasma needs to grow his legs because he being gone for so long and not playing football for so long, he needs to. But no, I mean, I'm happy. I'm excited to what he could bring because he was a fantastic player for, I think he's coming from Racing, right? So I think he's going to do good by this team. If he continues to get proper minutes, continues to recover and train and whatever, I think he's going to look good for us on that wing for sure.
Yeah. I just want to clarify one thing before you say something else. Like 100% agree with you. Like whatever happens, whether they win or lose, we're always going to have criticisms at the end of the day, but we also have to be like, you have to be happy that this team is winning. Like they're winning and they're figuring out a way to win. And I think that that's the best thing, right? Because that's what you strive for, to see a team win with the tools that they have. And Messi's one of those tools. And if they're using him to win, that's the all you can ask for. And he's doing amazing. The best he's looked like in this stretch of four games, the best he's really looked like in his entire short career with Inter Miami. But I think what I would want to see is just a little bit more consistency from some of the guys that surround him, because they all have moments of brilliance. Tadeo Allende has moments of brilliance. Mm-hmm. Suarez has these moments of brilliance where he, you know, if he's not scoring, he's making the passes and a lot of these other guys. But I'd like to see some of them have just a bit more consistency where they're always looking good and you don't have, you know, these games where you're like, what the heck happened? Tadeo was doing this a game ago, two games ago, or Telasco looked this way 2 games ago. But that's what Messi's here for, right? For those games where not everybody's at the top of their game, he's the one that's going to save them, and that's why you brought him in, and that's why he's the best. And we'll see. We'll talk about if he's the MVP at some point.
Well, I'd also say I think that I think it's almost less that he's saving the other players, and more that he's just playing right now at such a high level that he's just doing good things. Like, you know, it's not like, oh, everyone else is, you know, doing bad. Let me start from the other goal and make my way and do all these crazy things. He's just playing amazing. He's scoring at will. He's playing, you know, where he wants to play with the right passes. And so it's really good to see. And I would say to your point about, you know, where are we going to have the guys picking it up? We're going to find out now because we're about to enter a real gauntlet of games. I'm just going to read out to you the next 5 matches that are going to happen in the next 15 days. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
5 matches in 15 days, starting with tomorrow against Nashville. Obviously an opponent that we have a lot of history with that will be very difficult. Immediately after that, Wednesday, away in Cincinnati against right now, who is, I think, to a lot of people, a favorite to win MVP, Evander. I would also say for Nashville, though, Sam Surridge is the goal leader in MLS, so he's a favorite too. We play Cincinnati on Wednesday, so that's Nashville and Cincinnati within 3 days of each other. 3 days later, against the New York Red Bulls, a team that is playing in good form and will be a difficult opponent, who we got our ass kicked by last year, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And then, right after that, 5 days later, a week later, we play Cincinnati at home. So, and then we have Leagues Cup. So in the next 15 days between tomorrow and then July 26th, we will have 5 games against, I would argue, the toughest components in, if not all MLS, at least the Eastern Conference. And for Inter Miami, our main competitors right now, the East is built that, you know, we're in fifth. Nashville is in second. Cincinnati is in first.
Yeah.
We obviously played less games than them because of the Champions Cup and because of the Club World Cup. So we have to make some catch up. Right now, 7 points separates us, you know, from first. But these are going to be a real gauntlet of games, and this is going to be where you need the whole team. Obviously, Messi, we imagine, is going to continue playing at this level. But these are 5 games with 3-day breaks in between all of them that it's going to be difficult, but really, really fun if you're an Inter Miami fan.
Are you guys nervous? I feel like, are you guys nervous about it? Yeah.
We're talking about nervous?
Nah. I mean, it's just,
I'm not nervous. There's just going to need to be some rotation probably. And that, you know, I think it's a heavy task, but right now the form Lionel Messi is playing in, honestly. And if we get potentially, I mean, I don't know if we got a potential new signing, I don't think it would happen in the next, I don't think they'd be playing in the next 2 weeks, but if Messi's playing this good, I don't bet it against anyone, honestly. So it's going to be a really good test for this team, and they're playing in such a way where they're giving themselves a lot of confidence game in, game out, to be able to perform and to be able to do it. So starting with tomorrow, how are we feeling about Nashville?
Nervous. Nervous. I'm okay. Kind of nervous. No, but the only reason why I say nervous, because let me back my feelings here. I think it's because from what we saw, Wednesday, there was just certain inconsistencies from players, which is bound to happen, especially when you play this amount of games in this short amount of time. But it's just not convenient because we're playing against the best two teams in the league, like back to back. So, we didn't see the best game from Ashende on Wednesday. We didn't see the best game from maybe Chelo or maybe the defense. You know, it was a little leaky. And then it's like, well, is that going to be, are we going to be slipping up against one of the, you know, against number one in the league, Cincinnati? Are we going to be slipping up against one of the higher scoring teams in the league in Nashville?
Sam Surridge and Hani Mukhtar, you do not want to face.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's the only reason why I get a little bit nervous, because Inter Miami tends to be somewhat inconsistent in terms of just game, like, throughout the 90 minutes. So, it's like they can, if they have a really good first half, they're going to have maybe a very shaky second half, or they're going to start losing gas in the second half. And if they have a bad first half, they're going to have a good second half. So it's like, it's certain things like that that gets me worried. And I'm curious and interested to see how we're going to play the Cincinnati game away again. Are we going to have that first bat, a good first half, and then a bad second half? And then is that bad second half going to cost us? That's what I'm worried about.
I have a stat before you go, Gian, and you tell me if this affects at all how you guys feel. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, Inter Miami are in fifth with 3 games less than the top 4 teams. But okay, we have 42 goals that we've scored. Yeah. Cincinnati has 33, Nashville 37. We have 42 goals we've scored in 3 less matches. What do I mean by that is, you know, I think that it does, the league standings right now, it's not telling the full story because we've had all these competitions and all these other things. Mm-hmm. We are scoring goals at a very, very high level. And that was before even Messi started his crazy, like, 4 braces in a row. So I think in these games, we're going to score. To your point is, now it's about, like, can defense and the midfield do their job? Which, to be fair, you know, obviously we're dealing with injuries, but the defense has been much better this year compared to last, no doubt. And we're seeing a much stronger unit. I mean, Maxi Falcón, I think, has been just an outstanding signing. Every match he shows up and he does amazing. Jordi Alba seems close to full fitness and is back in the swing of things. Yeah. Tomas Aviles seems to be playing with a little bit more control and a little bit and doing a good job. And then for Chelo, I think he's very up and down, right? We're waiting on Noah Allen. We're waiting on Ian Frey to come back. But I think scoring goals won't be a problem. I think it's about the defensive end. And so what do you think about that, Gian?
I don't think anybody has questions whether Inter Miami can score. Obviously, that's something that we haven't had any problems with really since Messi arrived. The problem has always been on the defensive side of the field. And I think that Inter Miami needs to go into this game with a lot of caution, respecting who Nashville is, who's currently in second place, but also understanding that they are the better team. I think they're the better team. As you said, they have 42 goals in three less games compared to Nashville that has 37 in three more games. Like, they are the better team, the better attacking team. They also have the best player in MLS. They have probably some of the best right now, like the best motor on the team, other than obviously I think they have Sam Surge, which is a great player for Nashville. But Inter Miami, other than Messi, also has one of the best conductors in the midfield with Busquets. They have at every level, from attack to defense, they have the top players. They might not have the best defense, but they have the top defender in Alba. So they need to realize that they're the better team and go in there and be the protagonist, knowing that they're going to be playing at home. Nashville away from home is 5-3-2. So they're average. They're not the best team either away from home. So I think that there's going to be a significant home advantage for Inter Miami. Now, also, if you look at how they've been doing, they went before they got beat by PSG, right? They went in on a 6-game undefeated streak. They won three, or rather, they didn't lose the 3 games in the league. Then they went the first 3 games in the FIFA Club World Cup, also didn't lose any. Then they get beat by PSG, and then they come back and win the 2 in MLS. So they've actually been doing fairly well, even going back into the league. So that's also something that they have to do, is ride the momentum. I don't think any of them are really carrying the baggage from that PSG loss, because it's not, it's something that I think that they've already gotten past, and it's not like they were going in there thinking that they were going to, I think they thought they had a chance, and obviously that went away real quick, but it's not like they went in there like, we had to win this game. We were supposed to win this game. So I think that they've done a good job of getting over that. It shows what they go in and they take care of business, regardless of, it's the last place team in the East Montreal and the 11th place team in New England, they still took care of business. And I thought that was important. Now is where the big boys play. Now you're going to see, are we able to carry this momentum? Was this just because we are facing the two crappy teams in the East, or are we actually up to par? And I think they are. And I think that they believe they are. And this is a test that we've been waiting for. And I think that they're going to pass it. I think they're going to pass it with flying colors from the attacking. And all it comes down to is Maxi Falcón and Jordi Alba our two best defenders. Are they going to be up to the task to make sure that they're able to play the best defensive game they can against the best teams in the East? And then Mascherano too, also making sure he puts this team in the position to win, where he's not allowing Nashville's attackers to go one-on-one against our defenders. Because we all know that when that happens, that's where we're screwed.
Ustadi, who had a million phenomenal saves in the match, obviously seemed to be struggling with the shoulder at the end. Hopefully nothing serious, and we'll still see him play tomorrow. He's been lights out, right, since Club World Cup, even a little before. So I agree with you. Now, let's quickly give our score predictions for tomorrow. We haven't done that in a little while. And then we'll go on to a topic that has already started to really heat up, and that will be exciting. So let's start with the goal predictions. What do we got?
Do we predict another Messi brace? 5 in a row?
You should. Have to. How do you break that? You have to. You have to do it.
You have to.
Yeah, you can't stop now. Like, you already done it 4 times. Let's see. Now, I'll predict a Messi brace. I don't care. I'll do 5 in a row. I'll be that guy. I'll predict a Messi brace, and then I think that who's leading in the standings right now? Is it Surge? I'll predict Surge to get one as well, but we'll win. We'll win the game for sure.
I think it's going to be a 3-1 win, where I do think two of the goals, or at least two goal contributions will come from Messi. I think Serge or Mukhtar will definitely be able to get one back on the board. I say three because there is a chance they can get two on the board. I do think we're going to win, though. So that's why I'm saying we'll score three, because I think we will. So I think it's going to be a fun game and a win.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough one to predict, simply because Nashville doesn't allow a lot of goals. And Inter Miami has a really good attack. You look at Nashville, DC scored 2, Philadelphia 0, DC 0 at the previous one. New England 2, Chicago 0, NYC 2. Like, they're not allowing more than 2 goals. And then you have Messi on the other side that scores 2 goals alone.
That's so different, though, because DC and New England are trash this season.
No, they are, but I
think what was it? The NYCFC were probably the only real competitors that they had.
Well, Columbus scored 2.
Yep.
Okay.
Orlando scored 2. Toronto scored 1. So it's like it's a trend across all games that nobody's scoring more than 2, and there's some that aren't scoring any. So I think that's why it makes it interesting, just because that Nashville looks like they have a good defense. And then Inter Miami has a strong offense and a guy that scores 2 alone himself. And then you still got Suarez, Allende, Velasco that can score goals. So it'll be tough to predict. But I'm going to say that Inter Miami is a team that's going to break that streak of no more than 2 goals allowed by Nashville. If there was any team to do it, it's going to be Inter Miami. So I'm going to go Inter Miami scores 3. I'm not going to take away Messi's brace. Messi's going to get his brace. And yeah, the other score is going to be Tadeo Allende. I believe in Allende. In Allende, we trust.
Yes. Nice.
So for me, it's that. And then just because Inter Miami's defense, you never know, you know, what level of defense you're going to get from them. I think Nashville at least scores 1. So I'm going 3-1.
Okay. Cool. All right, good. Well, I'm excited to see it. And I'll be at the game, so I'll be doing live coverage. And, you know, super excited to be back at Chase Stadium after over a month of us not having matches.
Really long time.
So it'll be super fun. And like we said, this is the beginning of a really fun stretch. Okay, well, to close the show, let's talk about something that is starting to heat up based off of what we've seen recently. And is very topical because Inter Miami will be playing the next 3 opponents. 2 of them are also part of this, which is the race for MVP. And it's a little early, for sure. We're just over the halfway point of the season. But right now, you know, people could head back and forth about Messi last year, if he deserved it, et cetera. You know, he was out a lot with injuries. This year, so far, he's got 28 goal contributions through all competitions for Inter Miami. 5 of them for the Champions Cup, which understandably is you know, is kind of separate, but it is MLS teams that are participating in it. He had 1 goal in the Club World Cup. 21 goal contributions he's had in MLS so far. And that's including the fact that I think he missed 2 or 3 games in the beginning. Remember when he was dealing with a little bit of an injury, and we've played 3 less matches. Keeping all of that together, he's the leader in goal contributions, right? His main competitors, I would say, Sam Surridge, who has 20 goal contributions with 19, with 16 goals, 3 assists. He's the goal leader, golden boot leader by far. And then obviously Evander from Cincinnati, who has 12 goals, 8 assists, 20. So they're all around the same amount. We're going to be playing both of those teams, like we talked about, in the next couple of weeks, starting tomorrow. And so what are your guys' thoughts? I got to tell you, I'll start. Not only is Messi playing like the MVP, he's playing like the MVP of the world. Like, it's not just the best player right now in Inter Miami. Like, I know we talk about this a lot, but I mean, I'd put him in any league in the world. You know, I'd say probably the MVP of that league. You know, maybe we know about like the Lamine Yamals, the you know, Vinny Juniors, et cetera. Like, obviously, players who are Mo Salah, of course, those players are playing their best. But can you name 10 to 15 players better than how Messi's playing at this moment?
I'll hit you with a better question. Do you think if Messi wins the League's Cup, do you think he'll win the Ballon d'Or?
I don't think so. I think he got his last Ballon d'Or, unfortunately. If he wins the World Cup, maybe.
That was a joke for anybody watching. That was an absolute joke.
It was a joke.
Nobody can read my sarcasm.
From an MLS standpoint, you know, it's not a question that he's the best in the league.
Right. Like,
I think it's about how the rest of the season goes.
I think it's incredible how Messi's been doing this season. And I don't know why I keep saying that, because like, I say that how could we be surprised? He continues to do it. But I guess that's why it makes it so surprising, because at 38 years old, you shouldn't be the best player in your league.
He looks like he's 25.
Yeah. Like at 38 years old, you shouldn't be considered the best player in your league, despite who you've been in the past. Like it just shouldn't be happening. But he's doing it, and Messi has four, and just speaking of purely MLS, like Messi has 14 goals and I think 7 assists.
Yep.
He scored back-to-back-to-back-to-back braces, 4 in a row, first time ever in MLS history. He is on an absolute tear right now. We're sitting, 4th or 5th in the MLS standings. After a couple of wins, we're probably going to be 1st in the MLS or in the Eastern Conference standings. Like, we are the highest scoring team, I think, in the league right now. That's it, with a bunch of games in hand, and it's all because of Messi. And it's because of Messi. And if it wasn't for Messi, like if we take away those 4 braces, we would be a bang average scoring team. But Messi brings us to that next level. And if he doesn't win, and if he continues his form, he's for sure is going to be MVP. But he's already been MVP for me, because if without Messi, this team wouldn't be scoring to the levels that they are right now.
Listen to this quickly. it's just crazy. So Sam Surridge Sam Surridge has played 21 of 21 available MLS games.
Yeah.
Evander has played 19 of 21 available MLS games. Lionel Messi has played 15 of 21 available. So 6 less, and has the most goal contribution so far at 21. Just putting that in perspective, he's played 15 matches.
And one off the bench, no? Because he didn't start all 15, or did he?
No, he started 14. So it's...
Yeah.
If you compare him to everybody, he's 15 and 21. But if it's for Miami, it's 15 of 18 games so far. And I think I'm not going to go into everything about why Messi needs to be MVP, because I think Matt did a really good job of pointing out every reason. So I'm not going to do the same thing and just put it in different words. It's like that is why he deserves to be MVP. But what I will go into is, when he won MVP last season, the gripe was that he wasn't available for the team, right? Because the amount of games that he missed, that's why that was the biggest gripe against those that were against him winning the MVP. He out of 34 games last season, he played 19 games. So this season, out of 18, he's played 15 games. So he's been there. So he's got the production. I think he's doing even better he's on pace to do even better from a production standpoint last season. He's having an even bigger impact for the team, like Matt said. And he's playing and having being more available for this team than ever before. Again, 15 of the 18 games he's been available. 14 of those 15 games he started. Last season, in 2024, he had 1,485 minutes played. We're halfway, and he's at 1,295. He's about 200 minutes shy of what he played the entirety of the 2024 season. He's going to blow that out of the park if he continues to stay healthy. And one of the things that we talked about last season was, Messi, people were saying he's fragile. He's not resting. He's resting not because he's injured, but because, he wants to save himself and that sort of thing. I think that is out of the question this season. He
plays 90 every game.
He's playing 90 minutes. He's playing in back-to-back games that you would think Inter Miami doesn't even need him to win this game. Do they really need him to beat New England? Do they really need him to beat Montreal? You're going into a stretch, like you said, Ashley, of all these games that are going to be extremely difficult against the top teams in the East. Mm-hmm. People thought Inter Miami was going to rest him against Montreal, against New England, and he played those games. And you think, what, now he played those two, so now he's going to miss Nashville, or he's going to miss Cincinnati? No, he's not. He's going to play like 4 or 5 games straight. So no more of that, you know, oh, Messi's fragile. He's saving himself. No, he's not saving himself. If he's 100%, if he feels ready to play, he's not going to miss something for rest. That's out of the question. And I feel like when we hear Mascherano talking in the press conferences, it's almost like Mascherano wants to rest him, and Messi's like, no, you're not resting me. I can play. Yeah. I'm ready to play. So all of that, to agree with you and to agree with what Matt has said, Messi is right now the unanimous MVP unless something drastic changes in the second half of the season. Evander and, you know, and who else were we saying?
Sam Surridge.
Take a step aside, because Messi's MVP by a long shot right now.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think League's Cup, which starts right at the end of this. I would consider it, or I would compare it to like the Carabao Cup in England. I'm not sure what it would be. Maybe the Supercopa in Spain, where it's your competition, where if you win, it gets you an automatic spot in the next year's Champions League, right? Which is what this does. Hopefully we have other things that will get us in the Champions Cup next year, meaning, you know, whether it's winning the MLS Cup or the Supporter Shield, etc. But it's a big tournament. It's a tournament that started Inter Miami, Messi's journey with Inter Miami. It's going to be really fun, and I think it's exciting. So how he plays in that and how he finishes the season, I think will also heavily impact the MVP conversation and odds. But it's exciting, and I'm ready to watch game one of what will be 5 really, really exciting, intense games, and probably maybe a couple important news stories and potential signings may just happen all the while. And we will be there covering that as well. So look forward to an episode soon diving into what may be a new friendly face for this Inter Miami squad.
Excited. I'm super excited for that.
Awesome. Same. Well, with that, let us know in the comments what your score prediction is for tomorrow. And if you think that the MLS MVP race, is it already won, or is it on track for Messi? Can you see reasons why the other players could potentially get it instead? We would like to hear from you and just your thoughts on this Inter Miami team overall. It's a really exciting time to be an Inter Miami fan, and I'm super excited. So make sure that you're following us so that you're staying tuned with the biggest breaking news as it potentially may relate to a transfer, maybe, or a new signing. When it relates to live coverage of games starting tomorrow night, I will be covering the game live at Chase Stadium. Make sure you're following us on X at Messi & Co. And all of these videos we're going to continue to put out, where we're giving you the breakdowns, all the info you need to know about this Inter Miami team, about Messi, potential contract extensions, potential new teammates, and potential wins. So for this episode of Messi & Co., I'm Ashley. That is Gian. That is Matt. Have a good weekend, and we will see you next time.
See you guys.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.